of Kol HaHadiba once again, also Baruch Hashem Ad Moed, Mamish. Okay. Somebody pointed out to me, Rabbi Chonam Wasserman, in Kodesh Mamorim Chelik Aleph, which is a wonderful vort over there. We'll start with that as a chicken abdomen for the East shape. Go like this. He finds that when tzaddikim, Gedolei Yisrael, where is the tzaddikim when they say something, it's mamish poil. Whatever they say seems to work. You hear people go to tzaddikim for brochas, people go to Gedolei Yisrael for brochas, and it's mamish gazach, you see that whatever the Gedolei say, even sometimes he says, even shaloi b'gavola, unbelievably works. And if the shayla is, why is it so? Why do we find that when Gedolei, when tzaddikim gemurim say certain things, it's mamish poil in shemayim to mamish gazach? Actually, he brings over there the Gemara. I don't want to go about Michas into the Gemara. It's not Mamish HaSugi right now, but it is. Anybody wants to look it up in the Maisa later, you can look the Maisa later in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us a Maisa, right? The Gemara tells us a Maisa in Super Sabbath base, by the fire, giving air a Shabbat. Because it didn't come 1 week and he said, what's going on? Maybe he was Nifta, and Pinkney was Nifta. So, Mechon Shuru brings this Maisa to show us that the Chashivus of a Koyach of a Dibur. And a tzaddik can say, even shaloi b'kavona, he said he didn't see the fire come down. It normally comes down every single week. This time it didn't come down. Nice noise, he's dead. But the Maisa, he died. Because he said something that came out of his mouth. The words was boiling in this world, came out of his mouth, and has a koyach to do something. And he said, why? He says, it's a posh gazach. He says, better than it's like a knife. Imagine you have a knife. You have a knife that cuts sharp, good, geschmack a knife in the kitchen. It cuts very nicely, smooth, cuts, beautiful. The moment it starts to get a little bit rusty, so it doesn't cut so well. And when it doesn't cut so well, so it doesn't do a good job. Zuk B'Chon is the same thing. Every yid has a moedika koyach of a knife. Not just a knife, you can pierce something unbelievably well. But the moment you make it rusty, by using words you shouldn't, by saying things you shouldn't, all these sorts of things that Beit Hashem, we have been speaking about, we will be speaking about, this makes a person's life push it rusty. That never made their knife rusty. It's pure, poshut, a clean, smooth knife. That's the pshat. It's a knife. It can pierce something so beautifully. It can penetrate. And the nailers of Ubuchonon, that's the pshat. Why? A person's words has a tremendous koyach. And in my say, every single yid has this koyach. If every single yid, let me give you a good godl ador, a tzaddik, manafkamina, a yid. If a yid would use his mouth in the right way, he's cleaning, he's using a beautifully clean knife. So the Meir, when it comes to tefillah, when it comes to all sorts of wonderful things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka listens to him. I want to continue with one Maisa. That's Ramesh Nageyat, what Rabbi Chonon said. There was a Maisa a few years ago in Petach Tikva. The Maisa goes as follows. There was a Maisa in Petach Tikva, that was a shul over there. There was an old man that just made Aliyah recently from somewhere in Europe, maybe in America, whatever it was exactly, I don't remember all the details. Because they called this fellow up for an Aliyah. There was an old man, until he got to the Bimah, he made his Aliyah. In the middle of his aliyah, bang smack in the middle of the bracha, he starts crying. Pasha starts breaking down in tears, and he's not crying, he's done. He's sobbing, and he's sobbing, and he's sobbing. He's in the middle of the bracha, and everybody's like, thinking, what's going on? What are you doing? And the kids are like, they wait, and he's sobbing, and he's crying, and it's getting worse and worse. Eventually, he manages to finish the bracha up, they give him a chair, he sits down, and he just, you know, rests. Now, somebody goes up to him at the end of the tefillin and says, you know, what was the chat? Such a crying, chat, maybe, oh, just like the other, all sorts of cheshbonis. As I crying, as I sobbing in the middle of the tefillin, he says, I'll tell you the Maisa Zazoy. He says, today's my birthday. Today's my birthday. I'm 83 years old today. Today I'm 83 years old. The last time I had an Aliyah at the Torah was 70 years ago at my Bar Mitzvah at 13 years old. That's the last I've been had an Aliyah.
13 for the second time.
Well, so he says like this. Last time I had Aliyah, I was in a shul in Vilna. I was in a shul in Vilna by my Bar Mitzvah. And the Rav of the shul was from Chaim Oizer Gruzinski Zatzal. One of the Gedolei Olam Mamish. And I was by the shul over there for my bar mitzvah at 13 years old, I made an aliyah. Rabbi Chaim Oizer, the Rav, went over to my father and he said to my father, what does he learn? What does he do? What's he studying? Where does he study? All the details. Because my father told him that unfortunately I was studying in some secular, goyish, whatever it was, university, study place, school, whatever, basically a total goyish school. Total goyish education for a young child of 13 years old. So Chaim Oizer took my father, he said, by the jacket. And he said, I'm telling you now, that if you don't stop his goyish education, you don't take him out of the secular school, 70 years will go by until next time he has an aliyah. And he said, oh, unfortunately, my father did not listen to his advice. He let me continue my goyisha, secular education. And unfortunately, Rav Chaim Ozer was right. I went off the derech completely. I stayed in wherever place I was. 70 years to the day! Today's my birthday. I'm 83 years old. Rav Chaim Ozer was correct. It was 70 years to the next time I had an aliyah. So, Moyudikazach, the tzaddikim say something. Again, Shalai Mekavona! I guarantee Rav Chaim Ozer did not have any kavonas of a dafka 70 years. Stam! 70 years! Obakach Omer HaTzadik. It's a Moyudikazach. It's a tremendous, tremendous history. Omer HaTzadik Gozer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Okay, let's start with Hashem now. The Ikka, with a few shiurim on the halachas of Lashon Hara. So we spoke at last time the Ikka. Now we know the introduction for Lashon Hara Be'etzim is the halachas of Don Nekasuchus. That's what we spoke about right there. Last time is that if a person works on the midah of Don Nekasuchus, as memela, when it comes to Lashon Hara, everything will be much easier. I mean, let's just take one dogma. Take one dogma and then we'll continue. Imagine if a person, he's sitting in the dining room, he's eating lunch, and someone is in the seat over there. The minute the schnitzels come in, he hops the thing and takes the schnitzel on his plate. And it bothers you. You know, first time it doesn't bother you too much, second time it doesn't bother you that much, and then eventually it gets to you until you start going mad. Every time the food comes in, this guy hops the food first. And he's not telling over your roommate, your Rebbe, and your chavrusa, whatever it is. You know, this guy every single time takes the first schnitzel, and the first egg, and the first pickle, and the first whatever it may be, and it starts to get you back. And the mice, that's a shadow of Russian horror. It's a shadow of a derogatory statement about somebody else. Now let's go back a minute. If I would have been Don Nekasuchus from the moment I saw what he did, I would have stopped all Lashon Hara. If I would have thought, well, 1 minute, hold on a second. You know what, maybe this fellow comes from a family of 12 children, where in his family, they always serve 11 portions. As a man, he grew up his entire life with this pacha that he's not going to get any food for supper that night. When you think for a moment of where he could be coming from, so you're not going to speak Lashon Hara. As a man, when a person judges someone else properly, right, he judges Don Nekasuchus. You think for a moment where a person could be coming from, right? You're not going to speak badly about him. Right, the bus driver, you're going on the bus, he slams the door in your face. And you start saying, this bus driver, he's a this, he's a that, all sorts of things. Hold on a minute. Maybe he had the hardest day in the world. Maybe he's had traffic and he's had the snow and he's had... And tell you what, think for a moment where he's coming from. And the moment you think where he's coming from, maybe the Lashon Hara doesn't start. So that's why we spoke last time that Lashon Hara, Don Nekasuchus, or the thing that is Moneah, that prevents the person from getting to Lashon Hara. Now we want to get to the Ikazach of Lashon Hara. Like I just said the day before, Mamisha Moed Ikazach. The Etzem, the Manishra Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, as we know, famously made the daily sessions of learning Chofetz Chaim, right, Lashon Hara, Ba'alachas, we shall see what he says about that in a moment, is actually he included in that the Hakdomah. Now the Hakdomah to the Chofetz Chaim is not so much Halacha Lemaisa, it's more the Lavim, and it's more the Hashkofa, the Musa, and all these sorts of things. But Abba Pikein, he held that it was a Choshev Zach to include it into the Limud HaYoyimi of Hilchus, Lashon Hara. As a man, I took the liberty to, maybe just for today, to go through some of the main inyanim of Musa Hashkofa, because again, once you know how severe this is, so when the Halachas come into place, so you'll understand it much better, and you'll keep them much better. Again, we have to understand, number one, how severe is Lashon Hara? So let's start Beit HaShem, number one. Again, most of this is brought down, a lot of it, a good chenek of what I'm going to say is brought down in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, or Shmiras HaLashon, or the other Chofetz Chaim Svarim, and also I found the different Rambams, and different Rabbeinu Yoinas, and Shari Tshuva, all different things that I found, that I put together for the Olam to see a little bit of a Hakdama into what is Lashon Hara, and what goes on in the Maisa when a person speaks Lashon Hara. So we'll start number one, there's a Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says in Shmiras HaLashon, the Chayi Beis, the Tess over there, he says an unbelievable thing. Look at the Chofetz Chaim. You find people that look for scholars, and everyone looks for scholars and goes to rebbes and goes to tzaddikim, and it's a wonderful thing. Why not? If you go to rebbes and tzaddikim, there's nothing wrong with it. Aber, zog du Chofetz Chaim mefurish, if a person speaks Lashon Hara in Mechilas, almost an unbelievable thing. The Torah paskin la halacha, the Torah says mefurish in Devarim Chozayim, right, and I'll translate it, cursed is a person if he strikes his fellow in private. And therefore, zog du Chofetz Chaim, whatever spiritual gain a person gets when he goes to Gedolim, and he goes to Rebbes, and he gets Moedik HaBarachas. All of that is lost when he speaks a word of Lashon Hara. Because the Torah said that a person is cursed, Chas V'Shalom, if a person speaks Lashon Hara. It's a tremendous thing. You can gain so much, but yet you can lose it in such a moment. It's just a tremendous, tremendous thing. Let's continue. Says the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim said, if people will listen to me, I would tell people, you want a good parnasa? You want to make good money, you want to have an easy parnasa, be careful in Lashon Hara and Mechilas. Why? Because if you start hurting other people's feelings and then their property, v'chulei, so mamela you'll get more brachas as the Chofetz Chaim than any school in the ganze Welt. And they pass in the Chofetz Chaim la'alocha. Send the Chofetz Chaim, listen to this. The kamer yishvizoy mechitzeh. How careful you have to be from this hate. Shuhu mekolol avuzeh mikol Yisrael. That means from speaking the Aveiro of Lashon Hara, you get a klala ki'ilu from God's klal Yisrael. Tremendous thing. But she'en came. The ashri nishin nizer mechitzeh. Shuhu mevoyich mikol Yisrael b'yachad. If a person is careful, and we'll speak it again, all the halachas shem etzem, we'll speak out the halachas of how to be careful, when to be careful, when you don't have to be careful, when you are allowed to say it. But if a person is careful, Lashon Hara, it's a movie gazach, he gets suicha to a bracha, to the answer, klal Yisrael, of making a bracha together. There's a famous gemara everybody knows in Hilchos Lashon Hara, and that goes as follows. There's a gemara in Avodah Zarah, you test of a base. The gemara says, Rabbi Alexander said, and he announced in the Shuk, man boy chaya, man boy chaya. Who wants life? Who wants life? And everybody gathered around to hear what's the secret potion, what's the tablet, what do I have to take? Give it to me. And we know what he said. Mio ish, Chofetz Chaim, if somebody wants life, oyev yomim nu es toyim and so neshen chameiva. Guard your mouth from evil and the mela, you'll have life. Ask the chidah, pasha the kasha of the gemara. Why do you say it twice? Mi boy chaya, mi boy chaya. Who wants life? Who wants life? Why do you say it twice? It's a remez. It's a Gemara. The Chidah passes as it. It's a remez to Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. That the Gemara is telling us who wants life in this world as well as life in the next world. And I think it's so choshev to remember that Abadu that Avayu is we'll see Beis Hashem what goes on in Shomayim. When a person like speaks Lashon Hara that goes on in Shomayim with the Sotah, and we'll speak all about the Beis Hashem. Up in this world as well. The Gemara is telling us you want light on this world. Olam Hazeh, Gashmius, Kishmak, Panosa, Brocha, everything. It all comes from being Shomer, a person's piv, and not speaking Lashon Hara. And again, it's a person would think for a moment it's not a poshut. When you speak about other people, you don't come to like them, you make hatreds in the schinom, you start getting into fights, arguments, all sorts of terrible things happen, all for this reason. And again, the Gemara is telling us, Olam Hazeh, for Olam Haba b'yachad. The Chofetz Chaim brings a goyim, famous goyim, he brings a medrash. And the medrash says that every moment, this is so negir, sometimes when you're in a situation where you have to, or you're being pressured into, speaking Lashon Hara, if you remember this, it will save you. Zut the goyim, at every moment that a person is muzzling his mouth, not speaking Lashon Hara, he restrains himself. Right? If it's a Shai Nochus Shuvah as well, how long his fingers have opened up for now. He's zoicha to an aura gonus that even no malach who bearing the gantzalel can be massive such a thing. It's such a light, it's such a tremendous schar that we don't even realize. The emes is as we go along with the halachas and we see the godless of a person when you show him his people, Moshe Nohar will see the tremendous, tremendous things that's put in this world and the next world as a man of the wonderful schar that a person gets. The Chofetz Chaim says in Shar Haschira, he brings to explain that when a person speaks Moshe Nohar, it leads, as we know, we just explained before, to terrible aveiros of another chaveiron. It leads to sheker. It leads to a nice devorim, to busha, to all sorts of machalekes and terrible zachen. When a person speaks Lashon Hara, eventually it leads on to more and more and more and more aveiros. Masha'enki, when a person stops, so it helps all of the halachas of another chaveiron. Now, let's continue. Says the Chofetz Chaim in Hilchot, in the Shmuz HaLoshi, it brings up Mayuritika Moshel. What's the Moshel? It says the Moshel is as follows. Is imagine you see in those days they used to have sforim shops traveling. Right? There was a traveling sforim shop, you know, caravan with all the sforim, used to unload in certain towns, and you would open up to see what everybody wanted and go on to the next town. Comes into your town, off you go, sorry. And he goes into his town, and you open it up, and you see a beautiful leather bound, exquisite sefer. Shas, whatever you want to say it is. Right? I don't remember exactly what it says in the Moshel. Mekitsa, you look at this beautiful leather bound, and it's got these exquisite details and flowers in the corner, and it's puffed up, and it's nice, and it's shmack, a good safer. Oh, I'm going to buy it. And off you go, and you buy it. You take it upstairs. By the time you've gone, the peddler's gone away. He's gone. You open it up, and all the letters inside are all smudged. You don't see any. I mean, you see there was at one time letters, but everything is smudged. Zut the Chofetz Chaim, it's a moyudik emoshel. Because that's exactly what goes on in the next world. A person can sit here and shtayt, shas, poiskim, mishnayis, halacha, chumish, nach, alles, alles, alles. Beautiful. He comes to the next world and he just sees a smudge. All of this Torah is one big smudge. It just got all, it would not even erased, but it barely got erased as well, but it all got smudged. And Rabbeinu, a person says, Chavala never checked when the time when the guy was selling them, I didn't open it up and see what he was selling. So therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says, check in this world now, while you're still here and you're still learning the Torah, you're still making the print, and you can check if the print is good before you go to the next world, and they'll let you see a smudged print of all of your Torah. Mamash, it's a terrible, terrible zach. Now, what am I going to make everybody say? Says the Chofetz Chaim, listen to this. We're all davening three times a day the following tefillah. That's what the Chofetz Chaim, this is pshat in the tefillah. We say that kain etzor l'shoyni meiro uspa'ach ha-ka'o. Says the Chofetz Chaim. We say etzor l'shoyni meiro, right? Obviously, first we go and get rid of all of our bad talk, stop speaking bad things. Va'ach ha-ka'o, says the Chofetz Chaim. What do we say that drawing? What do you say afterwards? Pesach libi b'seyla secha. Because the first thing you have to do before your heart opens up to Torah is you first got to work on your mouth, work on the bad things coming out of your mouth, and mimela only then can be governed for Torah to come in. The Chofetz Chaim also says in the Psicha, the person speaks Lashon Hara, he's over on the Issa, on the lab of Loi Sachalu Eshein Kodshi, the Machala Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. What's the Pshat? Isn't what he says in the Achdom, he says there's no Taiva. That person doesn't have a taiva for Lashon Hara. That person, unfortunately, has taivas for many, many things. Oh, but Lashon Hara only wakes up in the morning and says, ooh, I'm going to speak Lashon Hara today. I'm a taiva. That's not getting physical halal from it. Mimela, you're over on Chil Hashem. Because basically, if you had a taiva for something or a physical enjoyment, no, everyone's a human being. The Baruch Hashem created you, he understands he created you, and then maybe you have an enjoyment, you have a physical pleasure, or you have a taiva. Oh, but Super Chavetz Chaim over here, you have a physical pleasure from it. Stan, you're speaking, you mention him. Stan, you're telling him something. There's no physical pleasure. There's no physical enjoyment in Hana. Now, you know, for example, like I've been eating and other sorts of drama soon. The main is of the Chaim, you're even on Chil Hashem. You're even on Chil Hashem, because it's if it's pouring oil in the Shemayim. Mamish Machal Shem Shemayim, it's a terrible thing. We're seeing over here that a purpose people should know, which we thought is just another Issa, like everything else, seems to be one of the worst terrible things that a person can ever do. Let me get later. A couple more minutes, we'll go like this. Ever happened to a person, Pasha doesn't get answered. It happens and it happens and it happens for a certain thing, whether it be a shenach, whether it be a baby, whether it be panosa, whether it be chatzlacha, health, all sorts of things. Pasha doesn't see it coming out. Doesn't see any fruition to his davening. What's the pshat? So the Chofetz Chaim, we've said this a few times before. So the Chofetz Chaim, Pasha, that the Maisa, these tefillahs never reach the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you can be davening and davening, endless ticket tefillahs. But they just don't reach Kisei HaKovit. They don't reach the destination that they're sending them to. And if they don't reach the destination that I'm sending them to, how do you expect ever to be answered? And Rabbeinu Yonah says the same thing to many mitzvahs. So Rabbeinu Yonah, there come up and come of mitzvahs that are done, that sometimes they get there, they go up, but they don't reach the Makkoi. Therefore, it's waiting, it's totally, it's hanging in Shemayim. The moment a person does tshuva, the moment a person returns to Rabbeinu Shel Olam and says, I'm sorry, and he does tshuva whenever he has to do tshuva before we speak at halachas, how to do tshuva on Lashon Hara. As it made all the mitzvahs of all the tefillahs that he said, b'shas, when he was not being going up because of Maisi, he was being moneret by speaking Lashon Hara, all fly up to Kisei HaKovod. So it made this a moody gazach. A person that did do tshuva and stopping himself from speaking Lashon Hara can cause all the tefillahs that he's been saying until now to go flying up to Kisei HaKovod and the mail up straight to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Zuk the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says it's all midah keneged midah. In a way that a person acts, a Kodesh Baruch Hu acts to him. If you act b'chesed b'rachmonis, that's exactly how a Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashemayim acts with you. And when a person speaks Lashon Hara, but he says, it's unbelievable what goes on. When a person speaks Lashon Hara against a Yid, he's actually making the Satan make accusations in Shemayim that the Satan would never have the koyches to do. Because when you speak against other Jews, then the Satan says, I'm also going to speak against you, and against him, and against him, and against him. And what you're doing is, you're being ma'oim with the Satan to speak terrible, terrible zachim against yourself and against Klal Yisrael. So when a person speaks Lashon Hara, everything is midah keneged midah. You speak badly to other people, they speak badly against you. But if I said, speak for myself, I would never want the Satan, right, to start speaking in Shemayim terrible things about us. Zuk the Chofetz Chaim of a midah keneged midah works the same way also, other way around. And if a person restrains himself when he's got a good juicy bit of Lashon Hara to say about somebody else, real bad gossip to say, and he restrains himself from doing that, Zot the Chavetz Chaim! You've just stopped the Satan from saying bad things against you. Unbelievable thing. That means what both say. Achas v'sholim, a person can be over and terrible zacha. But if he doesn't speak Lashon Hara, the Satan doesn't have the kaychas to speak about you in Shemayim. That means whatever you did bad will never go up to Shemayim. Nothing will happen. And Achanami, you did the bad things in Avera, but it will never be poil in Shemayim. Because Zot HaChavetz Chaim, when a person speaks Lashon Hara, then it makes a certain work. And when you don't speak Lashon Hara, and you nail yourself, oh, I'm not going to say it, even though I want to say it, then the Satan can't do anything. He can't take all of your Averas, all of your Lachshavas Meris, all of your Midas Meris, all these Zachan that you did, and he can't take them to Shemayim. Because if you don't speak against other people, he will be able to speak against you. And the Chavetz Chaim says, Avada Navada, if a person learns the halachas of Lashon Hara, Avada, apart from the halachas in the Chiv, of learning the halachas like every other halachas in the Torah, but it actually stops the person's Yetzer Hara. There's a tremendous koyach, and if a person learns the halacha, it stops the Yetzer Hara for that zach. The Chavetz Chaim says, Zechira Meidia L'Dei Asiya, and if a person learns the halachas constantly, he constantly has a seder, these are kaponim, what we're doing now is learn the halachas, so he constantly remembers, over Lashon Hara, over Lashon Hara. I have to tell you, preparing the shiur helped me also. A couple of times during the day, I thought to myself, hold on a second. Chosh, you're writing the shiur and Lashon Hara, at least don't speak Lashon Hara. As a leader of the Chavetz Chaim said, it's a mood like a zach. We'll finish with the last two things and then we'll continue tomorrow. It's like this. Rabbi Salom HaKoyim from Vilna said the most effective method of avoiding the Yetzer Hara for a person to speak Kishmaka Lashon Hara is to learn the halachas. And the famous thing from the Manish Rosh Hashiva. The Manish Rosh Hashiva himself said, listen to what he said, we know that he was mamish, ish kodesh ad mo'oit. Every word that he said was kodesh. And he said the following thing. The Manish Rosh Hashiva himself said, there is no family in the world that learned these halachas according to the cheshbon, the schedule that he made of every single day, a certain amount of the halachas a day, whatever he made. No family in the world that learns these halachas that has not seen a Yeshua in their life. He's guaranteeing that if a person learns good every single day, a little bit more, the halachas of Chofetz Chaim, can feel what he made. You buy them all the shop from the Chofetz Chaim Sforim. Everything's got his limud yoni of what he set out. And zook there, that if a person did it, and there's not one family in the world that did it, and never saw a shul. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, we'll continue with more halachas.